Want to be smarter? Want to be fitter? Want to be wealthier? Want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This is the podcast designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello again and welcome to Infinite Transcendence. This is part 3 on the How to Be a Jerk series, where I start to talk about in detail how to be a jerk. What do you need to do to be a jerk in our society? We say that being a jerk is bad, and when people go for what they want, you really... This is basically now society's shaming language, where when you go for what you want, nowadays you're overall seen as a jerk just for following your own ambitions, just for not giving into political correctness, for not giving into the bullying, for not giving into the shaming language, for not giving into the religious stuff you've been beaten in the head with, for not giving into what society tells you that you should be doing, or for not giving in to the idea that you owe people something for nothing, that it is your job to associate with people, even if they're family or friends, or, you know, even a person's related to you, that you can't tell that person no because you're a jerk. You're going against all those things. That's what a jerk is in society. I say it's a good thing to be this. Most people say it's bad, but people who succeed develop this attitude. Look, I care about me first. What I want comes first. And if people want to drag me down or hold me down, I'm not going to let them. So how do you get to that point that you make your life the best it can be by being a jerk? Well, what do? You don't stop wasting your energy around people who are dead weight. Get away from the dead weight influence, the dead weight family members, friends, and relatives. Stay away from all that junk. Stay away from people who try to drag you down. I don't care if they're your mother, your father, if they're a spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever they are that are telling you can't achieve something or can't accomplish something. If they constantly drag you down with dead weight, if they constantly try to take from you, if they constantly try to hold you back, get rid of them, isolate yourself from them, move away from them. It hurts, it may suck at first, but you'll realize in the long run that it's not worth it. And I have a lot of family members who are like that. You know, as you go further in life, people get resentful, people try to mooch off of you. People say you owe them something, people get a bad attitude towards you. That's part of life, you have to accept it. The people closest to you are the ones who want to bring you down the most. Get used to that and fight it and push those people away from you and keep that negative influence away from you. Same thing with customers or anything in business. You have a lot of negative customers or headaches, get rid of them. I had one earlier this week, had to deal with who just, you know, they had some issue trying to get somebody else to come, try to do them a favor. Of course, no good deed goes unpunished. Try to help them out and they got a bad attitude. They're just impossible to please. And I said, look, this is going to work out. I moved on. You know, you gotta be able to see people who are a pain and get rid of them immediately. Same thing with going on dates with people. Person's a pain, get rid of them. You need to set boundaries and expectations with people. Look, this is my life. These are my rules for myself. If you want to associate with me, these are the things you have to follow. If you don't like it, that's fine. I can't force you to do anything. It's time for you to get up and pack and get out. You gotta do this. It seems harsh and cruel, but if you let that negative influence bring and drag into your life, it's going to drag you down and hold you back. And like you said, your life has to come first. You have to eventually say, look, my life come first. My life comes first. I come first. And don't let people do that to you. Go for what you want and go for what you want to like. Set those goals. Set that clear, concise goals. And if others say you shouldn't do it, again, isolate yourself from them. Go for it at all costs. Again, don't kill, steal, rob, break the law, or burn important bridges. I'm not saying you should be doing that kind of, be that kind of a jerk. What I'm saying is that you should be able to, you gotta be able to get out there and go for what you want and be honest about what you want, have that conviction to stand up against the crowd and stand up against that hostility, because as a successful person, like, you're gonna face that hostility. So you have to get used to it. Spend time with people who are best for you and stay away from the negative people. Stick with people who are strong-minded, strong-willed, who want something in life, and keep those people around you and form yourself a foundation around those. I see people I associate with or friends and family as the ones I get along with the most, have the most interests similar to my own. They don't have to be related to me by blood or just by people I grew up with, because those people come and go and drift anyways. Focus on finding the best people for you as you go through life and keep finding others who are for you. Develop that me first attitude and divide, you know, me first. What I want comes first. My dreams come first. My ambition comes first. That comes first. I don't care who you are, what you say, you can't take that away from me. You cannot sacrifice your dreams. You have to give up those dreams. You have to give up the negative influence of the people around you. That's what the difference between those who succeed and those who don't. Most stay in the suit they're stuck with because they want to please others. They don't want to be seen as mean or selfish or bad. You got to say, look, if people don't appreciate or so like want to associate with me because I got something in life, you got to be able to tell those people goodbye. It's hard to do. Most people don't want to do it, but that's what you need to do. Evolve yourself and evolve your surroundings around you. Strive to be the best you can be. Get out, push yourself to your limits, and constantly grow. And again, don't let people censor you. Stay away from it. If people try to be politically correct and try to shove that down your throat, tell them to F off, you know. Don't let them shove that down your throat. Don't let them shove the feel-good stuff down your throat. If it makes them angry, good. Treat it as a screening process. People want to shove that down your throat, you want nothing to do with them, or they want nothing to do with you because you won't accept it, then that's good. You got rid of the dead weight. And that's the way you should see life. You should strive to get rid of those negative influences and be the best you can be. Because again, you got one life, make the most of it and enjoy it. Let me know what you think about this. Do you do this already? Are you already a jerk? Yeah, well, let me know if there's anything I missed out on. Comment, like, subscribe, and transcend infinitely.
Want more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Want even more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Join now and receive a special gift. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us on Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.